soul.
I know. I am doing great. I read it during lunch.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I'll read it sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning and piss off my brother because I read 12 chapters in one day and he goes, I was just right behind you. What do you mean?
Well, fucking, have you tried being faster?
That's what I tell him every time.
That was me whenever I was talking to Drake about Red Rising. And I was like, yeah, I'm starting Red Rising. He was like, oh, cool. And then he talked to me like 5 days later. And he was like, so how are you liking Red Rising? And I was like, oh, I'm already on the third book. And he was like, what?
And he was like, how's the first and or second book? And you're like, you mean the third and or fourth? And he's like, fucking Dunkwa.
No, he thought I was still on the first book. And I was like, no, homie son, I am on the third, rapidly heading towards the conclusion. And he was like, holy shit. And then I got to the fourth book and he was like, so how's the fourth book? And I'm like, I haven't read it in 2 months because that was a fucking roller coaster and I'm only halfway through and I need a break.
Yeah.
Fair.
Very
fair.
So, yeah.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to Lorecast Eternals, everybody.
My name is Mitchell.
I crave fucking death.
And that's Jacob, for those of you who don't know.
And that's Philip.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I was supposed to say my name, there, wasn't I?
Yeah, no, there was a brief pause there. We were like, is he going to do the thing? And Mitchell's like... I'm gonna do the
thing. Why is my brain like this?
Now, listen. I know they can't hear it, but
oh my god! Yeah.
So, as y'all can probably tell by the title of the video or of the episode, this is not.
I hope Philip titles it correctly.
This is not. Oh my god! Stop!
You can't hear that.
But it was so appropriate.
This is not Nagash Part 2 Electric Boogaloo AOS shenaniganery. This is a bonus episode.
Really, it's more of a life update episode.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm just gonna be pretty blunt. We are going on a hiatus, and it is more or less entirely my fault.
Well, I mean, I'm also going to say this right now. I am very swiftly heading into finals, and, like, I know for a fact I've got at least 4 tests in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. Never mind. It is all Philip's fault. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
for once, guys. Actually,
no, I lied.
For once, everybody.
I have 7.
I am not craving death.
Yeah, he gave that to me. Thanks, dick.
Hey, I had it for 2 long years. Deal with it.
No, hush.
Listen, there's jokes that I can make, but I don't want people that I live with to be angry at me about airing out their dirty laundry. So I'm gonna just give you a, and we'll get back to that.
Also, my cat is determined to be loud and noisy and obnoxious right at the second.
Oh, I just thought I almost had a heart attack. Ow.
Okay. Well, if you stop, the heart did that thing.
The heart did that thing where it's just like a straight, just like, just. I was like. It's my time.
Mama, I'm coming home.
Just like my grandma earlier today.
Oh my god, stop.
Well, speaking of grandmothers.
I would know, I don't have any.
Yeah, well, I'm about to be down one. So I'm back on topic with that comment.
We're going through it, guys.
So there's a distinct possibility that I'm going to have a death in the family very soon. An older member of my family isn't doing very hot at the moment, and their time is nigh.
Yeah.
So me and Jess are dealing with that, and there's another member of my house that is going through a lot of bullshit right now, emotionally, that I'm also having to deal with. So it's not a lot of fun to be at my house at the moment, and I am a fucking shell of a human.
What are you talking about? It's great to be at your house, you know, having the knowledge that with one bad sentence, I could end someone's entire career. It's pretty fucking great.
Philip, I'm gonna fuck you the tire iron.
You know, you can just ban him from your house so he actually has the reason to come and hang out at my place where we can go smoke sausage, Philip. We can go smoke sausage and drink beers and maybe go shoot some rifles, but no, nobody ever wants to hang out with me. No.
Fuck you, Mitchell, die alone.
About right, yeah.
It's okay, I'm right there with you.
I was there with it, but no.
Are you also a piece of shit?
Bitch, I've known I was a piece of shit since I was 15. This ain't nothing
anywho,
new.
Anywho, back on track. Yeah, so it's rough for me at the moment, and I have lots of other obligations to attend to besides the podcast, and it has been, I have not been doing a very good job of that. If people have noticed, I've been basically entirely absent from the Discord recently. So yeah,
it's weird when I'm the number one person on a Discord again, and that's weird.
Yeah, so we talked, me and the guys talked it over, and we just kind of came to a consensus that it's best to just go with a hiatus for now until my shit, until my life stops being on fire. And then apparently Philip has finals and shit, and I don't know, bad things gravitate towards Mitchell, so I'm sure he'll have something horrible
actually
happen
to him in the next month. It's things that I could typically deal with. Like, at least my grandma, she didn't die today. She almost did. She should have, but she didn't. Emotionally, I haven't been doing great for the past 2 months, but everything else, mentally and like physically, fantastic. I'm able to play hockey again. And...
See, what you're doing right now is you're poking the bear, because you're saying bad shit's happening, but I can handle it. And like the universe is like, I bitch bet, and like you're fucking like,
I know my cards is gonna break down tomorrow. It's about
to break
time.
Down. You're fucking like you're. Like, yeah, horrible things become ye if you're not careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, moving forward.
I gotta get off these dating apps. They're killing my soul. They're numbing my soul, and I feel like a husk of my former self.
They're not great.
That's okay.
Oh, God.
I just got a random fucking text from someone, like, literally, as we were sitting here talking, that says, I'm Alyssa. Are you free today? How about we go out for Japanese food? And I'm just like, what? I literally don't know this number. This is the first text message I've gotten from this number. Like, thank you for including your name, but what the fuck?
You send a text that goes, send me a picture with you with your right, like with a fork in your left hand behind your car. That way they can't really.
First,
so like bots, he's like, I gotta know you're real. Come
first
on.
The bots came for the Discord. Now the bots come for our personal lives.
I know, right? Look, man, I just want to sit here and watch Hoof GP and like play video games.
Yeah, right. I just want to sit here and watch how it's made in my fucking room and like no one talk to me, please.
Yeah.
Have you watched the comedy of how it's made? Like.
Oh, yes.
It's like how jelly beans are made.
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite is the dude who's like, I've learned that people watch these videos to go to sleep. So to everyone who's listening, I'm going to screech at the top of my lungs, and everyone is going to act like it's normal. And then he proceeds to screech at the top of his lungs. And I like to think he gave at least 1,000 people a heart attack, and they promptly fucking died. That's my headcanon.
Yeah.
And the rest of them just shit their pants. Oh,
and then
fuck.
And then there's the rest of us who weren't trying to fall asleep, and we just started laughing maniacally with him.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry, I'm eating a oatmeal right now. Give me a second.
Oh, man. That reminds me. I have to use the restroom. You, hush, cat, stop.
So, moving forward, I'm not going to be active on Discord, but that's more just because, kill me, please. I'm going to assume the other two Jagoffs will probably be at least semi-active, but
I'm there now. Like, mentally, I'm pretty good now. Like, I'm not, dude, I'm getting my memory back. Like, I can remember things like happened 3 minutes ago, and I'm like, wow, this is great.
So all of y'all are going to get to deal with, are going to get to have fun of dealing with Mitchell without me and Phil shielding y'all from his autism. So have fun with that.
Prepare for everybody. Like, you mentioned that warlord titan. You're gone.
The ban hammer.
Watch out, folks. Mitchell has the ban hammer. We're not here to restrain him. Not even the mods can save you.
Dude, people are going to be messaging me, oh my god, he's banned 38 people. And I'm just like, that sounds like a huge problem, chief. Goes back to sleep. Holy fuck.
Wakes up, the server's on fire. What happened? Someone mentioned the Warlord Titan.
He just deleted the fucking thing.
Well,
Mitchell, I made the
suddenly
executive,
have to be elsewhere.
I have made the executive decision that Lorecast Eternals is ending. Fuck you all. Good night. So, moving forward, like I said, we're going to be active on Discord still. I mean, like I said, I'm probably not, but I assume Jackass A and Jackass B will. At least it's
Philip is never active on the. He shows up once a week just to say hi, everybody. That all the bots that have joined the Discord.
Mitchell, shut up! I'm giving them hope.
Okay.
As far as the Patreon goes, we wanted to discuss that briefly because we're not going to be providing any of the services that we do for the Patreon because we're going to be on hiatus. We're not going to pause it. If y'all want to dip, be it temporarily or permanently. Absolutely feel free. We're not gonna do anything against y'all. If y'all want to stay, awesome, we appreciate it. Y'all are under literally zero obligation to do so.
The only reason we're not actively going ahead and pausing it is because the last time we did this and we were like, yeah, we're gonna pause the Patreon, we had like five of our like eight Patreons come up and go, no, you're fucking not. We were like, what?
Yeah, so we're generally running. If y'all want to dip, awesome. We'll let y'all know whenever we're off the hiatus. If y'all want to come back, if y'all don't, we get it. Like I said, there's never been any obligation to it. So that's what's going on with Patreon. As far as Nagash, AOS Origins Nagash, that will be the next episode that we do. There is no timetable for the episode. Do not fucking ask me. If y'all want, if like, just don't bother with it. Like I said, we don't know when we're coming back. When we figure out a date, trust me, y'all will be the first to know. Please don't badger us about it. I don't know about them too, but like, I will bite your fucking head off. Like, I need this break. Please don't contact me.
I'll just reply with, it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, I'll happily talk with
my signature soon, trademark.
Like, if you message me about it, I'll happily talk to you for like an hour. It just won't be about the episode. So I hope you're ready to learn a lot about random bullshit and like, you know,
everyone
American standards for electrical wiring and, you know, international hospital standards on coding and imaging. So like, you know, if you're fine, but I am not gonna tell you about the episode.
Why don't you ever call me and explain these things to me? I listened to Ethan talk about the intricacies of concrete for 3 hours. I'll listen to your electrical spiel.
I can see it now. Literally the entire Discord goes to Phil to badger him. Hey, Phil, when's the episode? Phil, well, you see, the missile knows where it is because it knows where it isn't.
I just need to memorize that entire spiel.
Let's go to... Man. Every copy paste thing ever.
The quarterly contest. I don't know if we're going to be gone longer than the quarterly contest will run. If we are gone longer, I don't know about them two. It's still a ways off.
We'll figure it out.
Chances are we'll probably still vote and whatnot and correspond with Allie because that is a ways off.
Me and Allie are gonna fight via paintbrush probably sometime soon.
If for whatever reason I decide that I am not capable of doing that, I will let them know and I'll let them handle it. If for whatever reason all three of us decide that we're not gonna do it, we will figure something out
I'll do it and I will just be the ultimate say so and who gets what, and I'm going to pick the most ratchet ass submission ever and be like, oh yeah, this is it.
The only way you win is if you get three cans of paint and just go dip, 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 dip. That's how you win.
Oh yeah. I am definitely here for the three can submission. Now, having said that, please actually compete. Like, I'm not voting for your ratchet-ass paint project.
You said it, and, like, you've breathed life into it. You're going to have to deal with some ratchet-ass shit.
Oh man.
We had Grim Dark. Now we're gonna have Grim Dude. And that's what you're gonna have to fucking.
Fuck. Is that it? Am I missing anything? My brain doesn't work. I think that's basically everything that we need.
Mitchell is very EP.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What?
Anywho. I think that's it. I don't know any other facets that we need to talk about with us going away.
Man. Oh, that was too funny.
Well, considering they have said nothing, I'm going to go with, yep, that's it, and we're good. So, yeah, I think that's it. I don't know. Do y'all want to, jam her on for 20 minutes or so, or do y'all just call it here?
Remember the Fallen at Malevolon Creek.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Helldivers.
Yeah, really. I joined in on some, random level 5's game today, and I was like, pardon me as I come in with the big dick. Dude, he was up on level 5. So he was a level 5 doing a rank 5 mission, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing here?
That dude has gigantic cojones.
Yeah, no, it was funny, because he kept bringing in both a sniper rifle and a machine gun, and finally I was like, brother, may I suggest switching that out for something else?
Sometimes Helldivers can be a lot if you're not, used to that type of gameplay. But also,
yeah, no.
The community has been pretty fucking awesome, so,
Yeah, no, I 100% I was like, hey, buddy, as a level 53, may I make a polite recommendation?
Let me help you out just a little bit. Yeah, I'm thinking that's it. You guys got anything y'all want to talk about before we head off, or?
No, I think I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah, no.
All right.
I'm scratching my eyebrow.
I don't know why. I 100% was ready for Mitch. I'm scratching my ass, and I was like, what?
Oh, no. See, I thought he was going to go with, I'm scratching my nuts, and it's like, bro, I didn't need to know that.
As always, y'all are awesome. Patreon guys, y'all are awesome. Give y'all a shout out. Really appreciate all the shit y'all do, and to everyone just hanging out in Discord. We really enjoy talking to y'all. We're sorry about how kind of last minute this is, but to be fair, it kind of snuck up on my dumb ass too. So,
I mean, yeah. What's that old expression? Man plans and God laughs.
Yeah, something like that. Or no, for me, it's more like man cowers in fear of life falling apart and God laughs.
See, you can't have your plans fall apart if you plan the day of every single time.
You can't have your plans fall apart. No. That needs to go. Your plans can't fall apart if you never plan anything ever.
There you go.
If you have no expectations, those expectations can never be failed to be met. Okay. I think that's it. Peace out, guys. Y'all are fucking awesome. Once we have information about hiatus and when it will end, we will let y'all know. And yeah, peace out. See y'all next time.
Hasta luego.
Toodles.
How do I stop recording again? Oh, yeah, that's right.
You hit.